Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Ready to Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn from the First Nation Radio Station, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And a big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this daily country of ours, a Daily Black Network. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, cultural connection in schools driving Aboriginal students to complete HSC. That's what the report refines. And we're going to catch up a yarn now. We're yarning with Stephen Lay. He's a head teacher of EET and careers advisor. And also catch up and have a yarn with Hayley Mills, who graduated from year 12 in 2020. Said the cultural opportunities offered at Callaghan College, Jessamine Senior Campus, transformed her relationship with school. And we're going to catch up and have a yarn with them at the moment. We've got Stephen Lay on the line. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. I'm really good. I'm with Alex Neen.
Alex Neen.
Who's our Aboriginal Community Liaison Officer at the school. He runs all our cultural programs.
Yes, good morning to you, Stephen. Good morning, Alex. And is Hayley with us as well?
Yes, and also with Hayley Mills, who's sitting right across there. He's also got some good news to share.
Please, please do. Hayley, share. What's happening?
Oh, they're asking me to tell everyone, but I just got news that I received a $75,000 scholarship.
Shut your mouth. How deadly are you? Loan there. Let's do lunch. Look, congratulations. Start with you, Hayley. Who your mob were you from, sister?
I'm Wiradjuri tribe, not far from Dubbo, a little town called Wellington. However, raised in Newcastle,
So you graduated last year?
Yeah.
Okay, now you received the $75,000, so you've got a bit of cash there. So what are you looking at doing regarding further education there, sister?
Sorry, what was that?
Sorry, what are you looking at doing regarding further education? What do you want to do?
I'm planning to go into a Bachelor of Primary Education next year.
Good, fantastic. So you sound stoked. Your family must be proud and excited.
Very excited and very happy.
Good, fantastic. So, Alex, you there? Morning.
Yep, go ahead.
Brother, who your mob, where you from?
I'm a Kamilaroi boy from around Kurundai, Tama.
All right, brother, fantastic. You've got to be stoked about having our First Nation students complete in grade 12 and create a beautiful platform for their future.
Well, I'm always proud of the kids because, yes, you know, they're going through their graduation, mate, you know. We've got 90-odd Aboriginal kids here in the school.
Yeah, fantastic.
And when you're seeing them all walk up on that stage, getting their certificates.
Yes.
Mate, you've got to be proud, you know.
Exactly.
And Hayley, she'll tell you her little story, as you know, later on.
But, yes.
I'm very proud to see them up there, you know. So it makes me feel a lot better, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So with you, Stephen Lay, you're the career advisor at Jessamine Campus. So when you're talking about career advice, finishing grade 12, that's first advice, you know, have a smile on your dial, and that can create a good platform for their future. So you'd be pretty stoked as well.
Yeah, really stoked. You know, with Hayley's passed the uni, with two of her other kids who do a lot of the cultural programs, we found out today that they've both got apprenticeships.
Good, fantastic.
And like Hayley, I don't think she'd be my same, but all three of those guys, their attendance was quite poor in year 11. They were pretty disengaged.
Sure.
And then I think Alex's cultural programs really engaged them, and we've been able to convert that into academic pathway and employment, and that's what we all work together, you know.
Yes. Well, the old saying, takes a community to raise a child, you know?
Absolutely, yes.
We've got to do our bit.
It's really motivating for us, you know, to see those outcomes and see. I think we're really proud that our Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal kids for that 1920 co-ed had the same completion rate for the HSC. So it's sort of, the figures are sort of bearing out all the work that Alex is putting to the kids.
Yeah. Alex, let's talk about the cultural connection in schools and how's it driving our kids. Tell us about the makeup and the mechanics of the cultural connection there, my brother.
So what we do, we supply a lot of support. That's our biggest thing, is getting through the HSC is the support, and our cultural support is by we're doing didgeridoos and we we do assist speak, brace speak. We've got NRL School of Work that comes on board with us and finds our kids' work outside, and that helps, and that boosts the kids up. We've got a little primary schools that we go in and work with those kids.
Yes.
We get a handful of our kids and we go over there, and then they appreciate it. We've got a little school down the back called Heaton Public School. They come up on a Wednesday afternoon and we do painting with them, or we'll sit out and do basket weaving with them, do dancing with them, you know. So
that's a great bridge build, isn't it, from primary school with the high school?
Yeah, they're at the back of our school, so, you know,
yeah,
which
good.
Is pretty good. And we outreach with a lot of everyone that around the community. They always come to me to find to get our dance and our dig group together.
Yes.
We go out and perform. Steve runs the surfing, Aboriginal surfing. What's it called?
Surfest. It's an international surfing competition that's held in Newcastle. So we're out the Indigenous Classic and starts the event, and we have lots of Aboriginal, you know, community from up and down the coast. So
yes.
Alex got the dancers and the ditch players, and we had like hundreds of people at the event at the start of it. So that was a real game changer, you know.
Well, by any means necessary, whatever tools are available, and you mentioned surfing there, Steve, so look, fantastic. If it engages our kids, you know, they say idle time and idle hands, devil's playground. But if we keep them active with activity as such, whether it be surfing, what have you, culture, of course, is powerful. It creates that strong foundation, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, Al might say also we did the opening for the Indigenous round this year in Newcastle too.
Yes.
Yeah, we had about 40-odd dancers and about 10 didgeridoo players on the Indigenous round.
Yes.
So we do a lot of that stuff. We, some of our year 10, year 11, 12, they go out and teach into the schools and teach didgeridoo, yudaki.
Yeah, fantastic.
And that boosts their ego up a fair bit, you know.
Of course.
An hour.
Yeah.
Some of our kids, and that's boosting our kids up.
And look,
Trevor.
Yep.
Trevor, I think it's, as well as the big things we do, I think it really works because just the day-to-day small things.
Sure.
For instance, we had a boy come in today who hasn't been going to class much, and Al and I had a chat with him about whether he'd like to do some painting, which we found out he used to do, and tweak his subjects a bit, and it's just that level of trust that the kids have got with Alex and Hayley, and we've got another girl on the team who also offers some tutoring support, so they just got somewhere to come where they feel, you know, listened to and a sense of belonging, and I think that day-to-day thing is the main factor, not the big things like Surfest and the NRL thing.
Sure.
They're great to do as well.
Exactly,
that,
yeah. Because sometimes they look at that as a Mount Everest, and you're just talking about a step-by-step process. Let's climb this little hill over here, brother, and we can work from here, you know, go a mile, see a mile.
Yeah, the thing is, Trevor, that what we do here is all of our teachers are pretty well up to date with what's going on around
the
school.
Yes.
And our principal is really good because he lets us do what we need to do.
There's a bit of flexibility there on picking up Alex.
Yeah. We've got positive vibes around the school.
Yep, beautiful.
Which is great, you know?
Yeah.
And Hayley be able to tell you about her little episode as well.
Hayley, the spotlight's on you, my sister. Tell us how deadly you are. Tell us your journey there, sister.
From year 8 to 11, I was just not interested in school. I had a lot going on, you know, at home and stuff like that. I just never really came to school. I was at school maybe 2-3 days if they were lucky. And, you know, I was involved in culture and I knew, you know, my history, and I had was proud of that. But I didn't get fully into culture until I came to Jesmond High School. And, you know, I sat down with Alex and he kind of told me to pull my head in and start coming to school. So
a little bit of a growl in there. True.
He got me involved and connected to telling stories through art and just teach me a lot about culture, and I think that really motivated me to come into that cycle of not coming to school and not doing what I really wanted to, just didn't know how to. So that connecting to the culture and having, you know, support, having that support in a place that I didn't really want to be, really motivated me.
And couldn't see how important it was for you to complete grade 12. The support around you. I use a saying all the time, a motivational saying in regarding if you ever see a turtle sitting on a pole, always remember it never got there by itself. You know, so in regards to the support, we all need support, and the only time success comes before work is in the dictionary. So you still got to do your bit, but then you've got the support around you. And look, it's a fantastic team effort, you could say. And teamwork makes the dream work, I always say, you know?
Yeah. So too deadly. It definitely drove me to find my passion, especially within educating. Doing those, working with the primary schools, that definitely, I found a passion teaching little kids. And you know, plan to continue that through Bachelor of Education, I think. And working here at Desmond now has definitely encouraged me to continue that support and make sure other people know that it's okay.
Exactly. So whether you feel comfortable with it or not, Hayley, but understand, my sister, you're in a leading role now. In regards to what you couldn't see, and you know, you look at Alex and even Steve and Ed, that they've created that vision for you. And, you know, Alex told you, pull your head in, and there it is.
Yeah.
And now you're on your journey, and the vision is there, and you're so excited about the vision, and your confidence is there. Well, you can then help other young brothers and sisters that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and if you just look up and reach out, the support is there as well, you know?
Yeah, that's, I just want to, let other people know
who
going through similar things, that it's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to...
Exactly.
You know, have a bit of a rough time, but as long as they know there's always pathways out of that and pathways to achieve their goals. And
exactly.
And I just want them to aim higher.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, for your journey and the journey you're about to take regarding further studies, the other saying that comes to mind is when you look at a flight of steps, we don't take four steps at a time. We take just one step at a time. And you just got to enjoy that journey as you're taking those steps. And the other saying that comes to mind is, by a mile is a trial, by a yard is too hard, but inch by inch it's a cinch. So you just got to enjoy that journey as you take each step, sister.
Yeah, it's definitely a really fun journey at the moment. I would never be ashamed of how I was.
I was, that's what exactly. That was a part of your journey.
I was proud of how far I've come, and you know, that was a lot of it was just the support from Steve and Alex and the school. So
Hayley Mills in the house.
Now she's working here, brother.
What's that, brother?
Now she's working here, too.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And a girl that didn't turn up in year 11.
Yep.
Year 12, she went right through the 90%.
Yes.
And then she got a job here, so, you know.
Yeah, beautiful.
And I got to give to Steve, because Steve really helps us a fair bit. You know?
Yep.
He's backing us. He's playing the darkie with us too.
Too deadly, Steve.
He's part of the road sort of thing, you know, and he's one of our family as well. You know?
Yeah, claim the brother. Claim him, brother. I always say to my beautiful non-Indigenous brothers and sisters out there, white on the outside, black on the inside.
Mate, you turn the light out, we're all black.
That's it, bro. Well, little Mary Jesus, see, a black man can't hide in the snow. We'll always hear you there, cuss. Hey, beautiful Jan, thank you very much for sharing. So proud of you, Hayley. Lead from the front, and big shout out. Thank you, Alex, brother man, and Steve, Steve Lay. You the man, brother. Keep doing what you're doing there.
Hey, mate, is there any work up that way? We'll come up there.
Hey, brother, streaming out for the tourist industry. Yep. So come and join us. Come and hang out with Nemo on the Great Barrier Reef. And the deadly mob up this way. We shake a leg too.
Whereabouts are you in Cairns?
In Cairns, in the city, Cairns, we've got outer suburbs and what have you, and district when you're talking Gordonville and you're talking Port Douglas and Kuranda, you know, so it's a district. But it is a fantastic place to live. TEOs are very strong here, traditional owners, strong in culture here. And, of course, we've got a connection with our Torres Strait Island mob. I'm of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island. My dad's side, and one year, and young Gungalida, and my mother, Darnley Island. So best of both worlds. And look, it's just a fantastic network here in Cairns, and strong with it, with our mob. We have our All Blacks football carnival. We celebrate NAIDOC strongly, you know, and all the different celebrations that are happening. And we're a KIAF Cairns Art Fair, so there's always activity happening here in Cairns for sure, you know.
Yeah, there's three colleges here. Callaghan College, we got Walden and Waratah.
Okay.
And Jasmine's in 11 and 12.
Okay.
From Waratah and Walden, they're 7 and 10.
Yes.
I'm going to Cairns, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to Cairns, mate. Steve reckons, yeah.
Yeah, mate. You
started pretty well to me. He wants to get a bit of a tan.
Yeah, true. Bring that colour forward.
Hey, where does this go from here?
What's that?
Where will this go from here?
Where does what go? Our yarn here.
Oh, this interview.
Yeah. We're on air now. We're going across the country. Everybody knows Hayley Mills. Everybody knows Alex Nguyen and Steve Lay. Jasmine Campus is on the map. Now, it's a beautiful yarn, and look, we look for those positive, successful stories, and Hayley Mills is leading the story today, so thank you so very much.
Yeah. Trevor, Hayley's got something else to tell you as well.
Yep. Hayley, go ahead.
Very embarrassing, yeah, sorry.
They always put me on the spot.
Yeah, you go, girl.
You know, I was talking about how I tell stories through art. My HSC artwork, I got into Art Express, which is a... they kind of pick artworks out of all the HSC students and present them in galleries, and mine went down to the New South Wales Gallery in Sydney, the big one. And went out to the Cowra Regional Gallery, and then... back in Sydney.
No, you don't. And what, just a year ago, was even ditching classes, wasn't even turning up. Look at you now.
Yeah.
Big dot.
A five-stage painting she done.
Whoa, that's too deadly.
And it took her through 5-4
yep.
months.
Yep.
Oh, no, longer.
Yeah.
Probably about 7 to 8 months. It's titled Bush Tucker Garden. Just
beautiful.
Shows, you know, bush medicine and stuff like that, and kind of educate them what Indigenous people use instead of, Westernism medicines and stuff, like what was naturally used. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
And that shows you how strong our ancestors are, who are still with us in spirit. And your ancestors, you know, through your art and the work that you're doing, there it is, come to fruition.
Yeah.
Too deadly. So listen, you guys got a web page so people can check out photos of you guys and even your artwork there, Hayley. That'd be deadly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try and supply it. We'll send it up to you, buddy.
Yeah, we'll put it on your web page. And you guys got a web page there for Jasmine Campus?
Yep. Yeah, just search Callaghan College, Jasmine.
Okay, fantastic. All right, beautiful. Well, nice sharing. Thank you very much, you mob, and Too Deadly. Do keep in touch and keep focused with the cultural connection in your deadly school. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, it's such a old idea, but, mate, you know, seeing our kids go to graduation and getting there, which is, you know, that's a big lift for us.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
We have the Torres Strait kids here too, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Alex, thank you very much. Steve Lay and Hayley Mills, you're the woman.
Thank you.
All right, sister, you take care. All the best, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there. Yes, a young Hayley Mills, who graduated from year 12 in 2020 and picked up a beautiful scholarship and $75,000. And also her art piece has been selected in the New South Wales Art Gallery. So look, fantastic. And a big shout out there to Alex Nguyen. He's the First Nation man working with the cultural connection in the school of Jasmine Campus. And also spoke to the career advisor for Jasmine Campus, Steve Lay. So look, fantastic yarn, deadly yarn, successful stories. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. And yarning up here with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. A big shout out to the Smith family, WA, young Cleo Smith, 4 years old. Hope was never lost, and police have found her safe and sound and after 18-day search. and do think strongly for the family, and love and thoughts are going out there to the family. But brings to a conversation regarding young brother Sean Wallum, who's still missing, First Nation young brother, and it's a statement here on our Facebook page with Bummer Bibber Media. It was awesome to see that Happy Cleo, she's found and all good there. It'd be great, it'd be awesome to see WA Police and media extend the same effort they put into looking for Cleo to 12-year-old brother Sean, who's still missing as of September. So thoughts are going out there to the Wallum family, and young brother, stay strong, and let's bring him home. Have your say in Yanup Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. When you're dingy country, that's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on the daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, your Mob 2 Daily, going to catch up with beautiful sister now, Double D, that's Dizzy Doolin, and she's performing at the Tanks here in Cairns, Friday, 5th of November, so we'll talk about that, and got the sister on the line. Dizzy, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Trev, thanks for having me on the program today.
Now, 2 Daily sister, thank you very much for coming along. Before we start, let the Mob know who your Mob, where you from?
Sure, so I'm from the Takalaka, Waka Waka, Garang Garang, and Guaman peoples from Far North Queensland.
Deadly sister, and now you're living here in Cairns, I believe.
Yeah, so back home in Cairns on home turf.
Good.
Which is lovely. I've been back home probably about 6 years now.
Yes.
Went to Brisbane for 11 years, and somehow home was calling me.
Saw the light, come home.
That's right. So,
Two deadly
yeah,
sister.
You've got to listen to that. Yeah.
That call, that's right, exactly. Now, for our listeners out there, they probably know you so well in regard to your rap artist and using that genre to deliver your message about our fight as black people and our existence. So you're still rapping beats, yes, my sister?
Yes, always still doing the rapping. I've been performing now professionally for 17 years, it's
cool.
been.
Deadly.
So, yeah, it's always grinding, always. It's something I'm truly passionate about. I don't think I'll stop.
Yeah, there you go, Two Deadly. And you're performing, and you've got a performance happening at the Tanks, Friday, 5th of November. Tell us what this performance is about. And I believe your headline act, which is fantastic. And also, let's talk about supporting acts with you, sister.
Sure. So, yes, at the Tanks, I'll be performing at 9 p.m. And we have the wonderful Kawiova. She's a deadly singer-songwriter from Cairns, local artist.
Yes.
And she will be the support act that evening. So
fantastic.
I believe the show starts at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And you're on stage on the at 9 p.m. That's Friday, 5th of November. So all the mob out there here in Cairns area, far north Queensland, Mareeba, Mossman, Port Douglas, Innisfil, wherever. Block out Friday, 5th of November. Go to the Tanks and see you throw down, eh, sis?
That's right. And you can get your tickets at Tanks website. You can also go to my Dizzy Doolin page. The link's up there as well on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
So if you're looking for the link, they're the places you can go.
Good. Fantastic. So talk about your music as a rapper, a black woman, darling. You use rapping music to deliver that message. Tell us how long you've been doing it for 17 years, but tell us, would that be the case? Would you use that to deliver the message?
The music's always been a healing process for me. It's been always very therapeutic. I've learnt to use my music in a way of turning my pain to power, basically.
Yeah.
So hip-hop's all about life struggles and the rawness of what's going on around you. And sometimes you might even be rapping about what you're seeing instead of even experiencing personally as well. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's all about... You know, that struggle, I suppose, yeah.
Sure. And when we look at rap music, it mainly stems from America, but it's a vehicle that we, like a lot of our mob, are using here in Australia, you know. And like I said, it's a vehicle. We're telling the message and telling what it is. And by any means necessary, if we're educating people of the world about our beautiful culture, then use whatever vehicle we got available, yes?
That's correct. That's exactly right, yeah.
And what about your family, sister?
Yeah, well, I grew up in a very musical family from young, so I got inspired very early by my Doolin family. Back in the day, family had a band called Black Rose and Dr. Bones.
Okay.
So
big
that was
out.
A lot of the funk, you know, funk, rock, soul type of music, blues, jazz, I got inspired by my auntie Savannah Doolin.
Yes.
So she was the lead singer of the family band, and from a little girl, I was used to watch her sing all the time, and I loved it. And auntie always taught me from little, you know, and passed on her knowledge as a performer to me. So thanks to Auntie Savannah Doolin.
Yeah, big shout out, Auntie. Too deadly.
Yeah, and she, sorry one too, passed on now.
Oh, with us in spirit.
It's actually my legacy, I feel like, to continue that.
Good on you.
In the family, so yeah.
Good on you, my sister.
I've been very blessed, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you people can catch you in action performing Friday, 5th of November, here in Cairns at the Tanks. Gates open up, doors open up at 7 p.m. You're on stage 9 p.m. And also a big shout out to Koi Yova, who's a supporting act as well, female vocal local talent here. So look, fantastic, my sister. Great to be talking with you. We need to catch up and have a yarn. Come and see us at BBM and bring some of your deadly music so we can jam it here on the station as well, sister.
Too solid. I will do. And I look forward to seeing everybody there on 5th of November at the Tanks.
Too deadly, Dizzy. You take care, sis.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there, Dizzy Doolin, a deadly local artist and stems from Townsville and here in Cairns. And look, she's back in Cairns and jamming up strong here. So great to be talking with her, and she's going to be performing at the Tanks Friday, 5th of November. Like I said, doors open at 7 p.m. and she's on stage at 9 p.m. But check out her webpage. Have a yarn with her. Facebook, Dizzy Doolin, D-I-Z-Z-Y, Doolin, D-O-O-L-A-N, Too Deadly. Have you seen yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416.
Sing a song of freedom. Sing a song of love. Sing a song of happiness. In God above, come on, people everywhere, forget your troubles and show you.
Yeah. As much as I love God, he loves me greater. Dying only means that I go with.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Yarning with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Going across the nation thanks to NERS. Big shout, First Nation Radio Station, across the deadly country of ours. And NERS, thank you so very much, based down there at Brisbane at the Beamer office, Brisbane Digital Media Association. And big shout out to the deadly team down there as well, Jai and all his mob, and to the NERS mob. Fantastic. So it's making news, yes, fantastic. Hope was never lost. How police found missing Cleo Smith, young four-year-old girl, after grueling 18-day search. And a brother man, neighbour, First Nation man, neighbours tells of Woolworths nappies clue as house where Cleo found is revealed. Other than news, drink driving MP says he hadn't eaten very much before crash as he weighs up his political career. Chaotic scenes erupt at St Kilda Beach. Commonwealth Bank to allow customers to buy and sell cryptocurrency in Australia's first. 8 days of rain to drench millions of eastern side of Australia there, down there near Victoria. And also, beware, Gaia may destroy humans before we destroy the Earth. So there are the headlines in the news. You can have your say, Yarn Up Strong here on National Tall Black. I've got 12 minutes left on program. Any topic you want to yarn about, by all means, give us a call, have your say. Hope you had a win there in the Melbourne Cup there yesterday. Fantastic to all the mob. It's funny how the doors opened up in regarding borders lifted and regarding Melbourne Cup, just before Melbourne Cup. So look, fantastic. There it is, you know. But normality is what we're looking for. But we need to be careful because we still have a pandemic. Get vaccinated, you mob. Big shout out to Woo Chopin doing their bit here in Cairns. First Nation health organisations across this country. We need to do a bit to save our mob. And we are vulnerable, talking about our elders, especially in communities, Aboriginal communities. So get vaccinated or have the conversation about the vaccine. Get the education. Knowledge is power. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 11 minutes on the program. 1-800-422-416. Give me a call.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Before you claim this community, you gotta understand. You better listen up now. You gotta walk the land, put your feet in the sand, and get yourself in the creek. You gotta listen to the elders, hear the spirits speak. Take a peek through the window and tell me what you see. I see the love and the hate, but the people run free. It's not all about me and the kids on the street. This is how the land and the people meet.
As I look outside my window, I see the world go insane. But you're here to remind. As I look outside my window, I see the world go insane. But you're here to remind me, a few good things remain.
Waking up every day is a struggle. When I walk at the door, all I see is the trouble. All the kids walking around with no real education, hating the way and we cop discrimination. No need for appreciation, just understanding. We need our people to all put their hands in one mob, demanding our rights for our land. And tribes come together to draw a line in the sand.
As I look outside my window, I see the world go insane. But you're here to remind me, a few good things remain.
Peace.
As I look outside my window, I see the world go insane. But you're here to remind me, a few good things remain.
Peace.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daily Track there. That's Bushfire, Nublik Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to Wuchopperen. Thank you very much. COVID vaccine pop ups, and they're doing their pop up today over at the Manura Hub, and that's 29 Marchant Street. So go and get your jab or go along and have the conversation. We need to protect our mob, the world we live in at the moment. The pandemic is upon us, and we need to get vaccinated. We need to have the conversation. So there it is. Yarn up strong, you mob. It's come to the time where Trinity Trev got to sign off, you mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black is a one-hour program and comes to you live here from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's at Bumma Bipper Media, BBM 98.7 FM, First Station Radio Station here in Cairns. and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Disability Service. So thank you for your company. Always good yarning with you, Mob, and steering this deadly ship, and it is your ship. So don't forget, have your say. 1-800-422-416, 24/7. Text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM, for you keyboard warriors out there. So take care. Look after yourself. Stay black. Stay deadly. Stay strong. And more importantly, stay safe in regard to the pandemic. Get vaccinated or have that conversation. Too deadly, Mob.